This is WFYI News Now. It's October 26th, and I'm Abriana Heron. Coming up, school districts across Indiana will ask voters in the upcoming election to approve increases to their property taxes.
The rhetoric on social media, and this is not unique to School City of Hammond, but it's just very negative about any asks for the tax base to support school systems in our community.
But first, these headlines. The United Auto Workers Union has reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford. This could end the nearly six-week-old strikes against the Big Three automakers. However, the four-year deal still needs to be approved by 57,000 union members at the company. The deal could bring a close to the union's series of strikes at targeted factories run by Ford, General Motors, and Jeep maker Stellantis. It could also set the pattern for agreements with the other two automakers, although no agreements were announced Wednesday. Indiana U.S. Senator Mike Braun introduced a bill to more than double the size of Indiana's only wilderness area and designated, along with the area around it, a national recreation area. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel has more.
Altogether, the proposed national recreation area would span about 57,000 acres around Charles C. Deem Wilderness, southeast of Bloomington. Braun says the fact that so many landowners lease their land for hunting in the state shows there's a market for more outdoor recreation.
Many of my constituents that I've gotten to know weighed in on how they wish there was more land available for pure recreation.
The national designation would also help protect the water quality in Lake Monroe, which serves as drinking water for more than 128,000 households in southern Indiana. Braun says because all of the land is currently owned by the Hoosier National Forest, no new land would need to be acquired from private landowners. Braun is currently running for Indiana governor in the 2024 election. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Social media company TikTok argued Wednesday for dismissal in the case brought against it by Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita. Last year, Rokita sued TikTok in two separate cases. One alleges the app violates Indiana's Deceptive Consumer Sales Act by not disclosing that user data may be subject to Chinese law. In the second, the state accuses the app of luring children with deceptive labeling and then allowing them access to inappropriate content. Lawyers for TikTok argued the state has no jurisdiction in these cases because it cannot prove the app targets Indiana residents specifically, and that the complaints challenges the app's alleged national conduct, which falls under federal jurisdiction. But a U.S. District Court judge says she would not take jurisdiction. The Allen County Superior Court judge said she would issue a ruling by November 29th. A new study shows more and more people are getting their care from health providers and other physicians. Side Effects Public Media's Alex Lee reports nurse practitioners and physician assistants are stepping in more often in primary care settings.
Researchers analyzed Medicare data and found that in 2019, a quarter of patients who visited the clinic for primary care were not seen by doctors. Instead, they received care from nurse practitioners and physician assistants. MPs and PAs receive less training than doctors, but they're still authorized to diagnose, treat, and prescribe medications. People with lower incomes, those who have disabilities or live in rural areas, are more likely to get their primary care from MPs or PAs. Other studies found that the quality of care MPs and PAs provide is often at least as good as the care provided by doctors. But there's some evidence that those who receive less medical training can deliver worse outcomes for patients. Some studies also suggest that seeing MPs and PAs can reduce healthcare costs for both the patients and the hospital. I'm Alex Lee, Side Effects Public Media.
And for our last story, 11 school districts across Indiana will ask voters in the upcoming election to approve increases to their property taxes or to continue a tax levy. Scott Miller is the superintendent of Hammond Schools in northwestern Indiana's Lake County. He says the district needs about $14.5 million in annual referendum funds to pay for teachers, academics, and transportation. But Miller is unsure voters will approve it.
The rhetoric on social media, and this is not unique to School City of Hammond, but it's just very negative about any asks for the tax base to support school systems in our community.
Many school corporations now rely on these referendums to pay for educators and staff because state money doesn't cover it all. In our listening area, there are property tax referendums on the ballot for both Carmel, Clay, and Hamilton Southeastern schools. If you want to find out how much your property tax would increase, go to WFYI.org/news and use our referendum calculator. That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Today's podcast was produced by the following people who live in your community: Darian Benson, Kendall Antron, and me, Abriana Heron. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you like today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.